We begin the current daf, Mesechtes Erev, daf Yud Aleph. We begin four lines on the bottom on daf Yud Amud Beis, where the Gemara continues elaborating of the first Mishnah of our Perek Mesechtes Erev. That we spoke about the halachas of Mavoi, that is again a classic Mavoi, is an alleyway that's closed on three sides like a ches and open on the fourth side to Rishu Sarabim, and that the houses that open up into the chatzeris, the courtyards, which they open up into the communal alleyway, and that had to be, and there was an opening there, and then you made either lechi or kari, and that rectified it for the halacha, the midrabanan, requiring what's necessary for a shetufa mevayis, for an erev to make the mavoi a good erev that you could carry in it. So our Mishnah said, im yesh leitzuris ha-pesach, that if there is the form of a doorway, as the Gemara is going to explain, that is you have two sides and the top over there, that's called a tzuris ha-pesach, so then, afa pisharochav mi'esed, and even if the entryway of the mavoi into the shasaram is larger than 10 amos. That is, although the Mishnah had said that the entryway cannot be wider than 10 amos, because then that's not a pesach. That's not an opening to the shasaram. That would be considered a pirtza, a breach, and the breach would make it not a domain of a mavoi anymore. It would make it usher because it's breached to the shasarabim. However, here, because it has a tzuris pesach in the tzarech lamayit, you don't have to make it less than, to make it less than 10 amos, even larger because it has a tzuris pesach, it's going to be kosher. So now the Gemara discusses this topic of our Mishnah. That is, Ashkechon Tzuris HaPesach Timahani Berach. But we find in our Mishnah that this form of a doorway, of an entryway, it helps to alleviate the problem of the width. That is, even though it's going to be wider than Tanamis, if it has a Tzuris HaPesach, it's going to be kosher. That is, although generally a Lechi or a Kair, again, will only work for what's considered a Pesach, which is up to Tanamis, Tzuris HaPesach allows it being even more than Tanamis. Similarly, we find a different exception in our Mishnah, that if a Maltera Timahani Begavai, regarding the malter, which is something of an interesting protrusion that sticks out, and although generally the height of the mavi for the kari could only be up to 20 amos, higher than that people don't usually see. But this malter, which is something unique, and there's a machlekes in the Gemara, if it's some type of like a nest that sticks out, but something interesting, then you'll see it even higher than 20 amos. That will work as a kari even higher than that. So we know that regarding the height. Now we continue on the top of Yud Aleph and Aleph, but ipchamai. What's the halacha if it's the reverse? In other words, does Tzuris HaPesach help not only for the width of more than 10 amos, but does it help even for the height of more than 20 amos, the way Taisa explains? So the Gemara says, Tashma, bring your raya, the time we learn the braisa. Mavishu gavoyi me'esrim amos. You might, again, as we said in our Mishnah, a mavi that's higher than 20 amos, you have to make it lower down. V'imyeshli Tzuris HaPesach in the Tzarech Lamayit, but if it has the form of a doorway, then you don't have to make it lower. Obviously, that you see that Tzuris HaPesach helps not only for the width of more than 10 amos, but helps even for the height of higher than 20 amos, and that'll be kosher even higher than 20 amos. But then the Gemara asks, Amaltra Baruch Be'mai, but what's the halacha regarding this Amaltra that we said that it's something that you're going to see even if it's higher than 20 amos? Does that help also for having it more than the width of 10 amos? That is, although generally a kari will work for a Pesach that's 10 amos, but not more than that, will we say that Amaltra will also work in the reverse of helping for the width, not just for the height? So the Gemara says, Toshma, let's bring a right. The time we learned in the Braisa, Mavishu Gavoyim Esrim Amiyamai. A mavi that's higher than 20 amos, you have to make it lower down. The harechav me'eser, you might, and the same thing, not just regarding height, same thing on the width, if it's more than 10 amos, you have to make it smaller, that it fits within the area of 10 amos. V'im yesh leitzuris ha-pesach, in the tzarech lamayit, but if it has the form of a doorway, then you don't have to make it smaller, as we said before, whether in height of higher than 20 amos, or on the width of 10 amos. And also, v'im yesh le'amaltra, in the tzarech lamayit, if it has this protrusion, this amaltra, then you also don't have to make it smaller. So my lava sefer, wouldn't it make sense that it's going back on the sefer, which is saying even on the width of 10 amos, so you see that amaltra works not only on the height, but also on the width. The Gemara says, no, it's not a raya, loy, a resha. It's going back on the resha regarding the height of higher than 20 amos. There amaltra works, but it's not proof that it would also work for the sefer of regarding the width of more than 10 amos. Now the Gemara continues on the topic of what we were speaking about of Tzuris HaPesach, of the frame of a doorway. So masni le Rav Yehuda lechia bar Rav kamei de Rav. And that is, regarding the width of, if it's more than 10 amos, we said you have to make it smaller. But if it has a tzuris ha-pesach, so that's what he told him in the tzarech lamayit, as it says in our Mishnah, that then you wouldn't have to make it smaller. So Amalei Sarav told him, asniye tzarech lamayit. No, you should learn it. Your girsa should be that even if it has a tzuris ha-pesach, you have to make it, it cannot be larger than 10 amos. Again, not like the girsa in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said that if it's 10 amos, and even if it's more than that, and it has a tzuris ha-pesach, it's okay. Rav told the one who was telling him this Tanoik statement, says, no, you should say that even if it has a tzuris ha-pesach, you still have to make it not more than 10 amos. So Amar Yosef commented, and he says, Medivra Rabbeinu, from the words of our master, from the words of Rav, that he said that a tzuris ha-pesach doesn't help for more than 10 amos, Nilma, we learn that an application for a different type of case. regarding chatzer sheruba pesachim v'chaloinus, regarding a courtyard, a chatzer, that the majority of it are entryways and windows, and that is on all four sides, on all four walls. Regarding such a chatzer, and in the test, b'tzuras ha-pesach, so that doesn't help with a tzuras ha-pesach, and that is even if the entryways are smaller than 10 amos, and therefore it should generally be considered a pesach, it's not a breach. However, just like the tzuras ha-pesach doesn't help for an entryway that's more than 10 amos, so too it doesn't help for when it's parts merubah la'omid, when there's more breaches than walls that there are, even if the entryways are smaller, it's not going to help. And that is as the Gemara explains. My time, what's the reason? Why won't the tzuras ha-pesach, which generally work for an area that's not more than 10 amos, why won't it help that if you have parts merubah la'omid, we have the majority of it being entryways and windows, which has more open area than walled-off space? And the reason is as follows. Just like we find that when there's more than 10 amos of an opening, that which is asur in the mavoi, and that is by mavoi we find that when the opening is more than 10 amos, it's mevatel the pesach. We don't view it as an opening, we view it as a breach. And similarly, uparitz merubah la'omid oisib b'chatzer, similarly regarding a courtyard, when there's more open space than closed wall space, that also says it's forbidden in the chatzer. That is the same idea, that then we don't view these openings as openings anymore, as pesachim. We view it as breaches because the majority of it is open. We can't view that as so many. You got to have more wall than openings. So therefore, even when it's less than 10 amos, we still view it as not having pesachim because it's more open than closed. And therefore, it follows as the same idea that mayosim esther oisim amavi. Just like regarding an opening that's more than 10 amos, which makes it forbidden by a mavi, einan niter b'tzuras ha-pesach, by the fact of making a tzuras ha-pesach, in that, again, of more than 10 amos, doesn't make it mutter to carry over there, in spite of the fact that it's a tzuras ha-pesach, af parts merubah la'omid ha'oseh b'chatzer. So similarly, regarding when there's more breached area, more open area than closed off area, which makes it forbidden by a courtyard, so then einan niter b'tzuras ha-pesach, there also the tzuras ha-pesach will not help to alleviate the issue that you have regarding that there's no pesach. Because in a sense, they're both equivalent in this idea that there's no pesach. We don't view it as an opening by the mavi because it's larger than 10 amos, and by the chatzer when there's more open than closed, even when it's less than 10 amos. So just like by the mavi, by the virtue of making it a tzuras ha-pesach doesn't help to alleviate that problem, so too by here by chatzer when it's parts merubah la'omid, the fact that you're making it tzuras ha-pesach is not going to help to alleviate the problem that it's not a pesach and that we consider it a breach. Now that the Gemara says, wait a second, how can you prove from mavi to chatzer? How could you compare to the fact when it's more than 10 amos by an opening which is forbidden by a mavi, which there makes sense to say that a tzuras ha-pesach won't help because that's a very chomer diga isser. In other words, that's a very big lacking when it's larger than 10 amos, as you find shekein lo hatarta by etzel pasei b'rois l'remeya, that we find that we didn't even allow a breach larger than 10 amos by the case of the boards of the wells according to Reb Meir. And that is, there's the case of Pasim B'Rais again, which is that in time when the people would come up to Eila Regal, they needed water and the wells were 10 tefachim deep and they had a halacha of Rishas HaYachad and the area around it was Rishas HaRam, so how can you take and draw water and bring it out? So therefore, the Chacham allowed these diyumdin, these L-shaped brackets on the corners of that area, and then they allowed that area within, that square, the circle inside of that, you could bring it out, and that was considered Rishas HaYachad, so you weren't carrying from Rishas HaYachad to Rishas HaRam. So Remeya holds that there's nowhere in Hilchas Shabbos that we allowed an opening more than 10 amos. Even by Pasei Berus, which is a very big leniency, because according to Remeya, which is said in the second parak in Daf Yud Zayin Amud Bey, is that he said the area between these diyumdin, these brackets, that was the space of two herds of cattle, of each one being two groups of three cows, which is a total of 10 amos, because each cow is an amant and two-thirds. So the total is 10 amos. So even by Pasei Berus, which is from the more lenient arenas in the halach of Hilchos Shabbos of mechitzas, of domains, and still Remeya holds that although we made certain leniencies there, but we couldn't allow the opening more than 10 amos, Taimah b'paritz merubah la'omid ha'isa b'chatzer, so then how could you compare it to the halacha of paritz merubah la'omid, which is forbidden by a chatzer to have more open space than closed area by breaches which are 10 amos or less, Shekin Hitarta Itzla Pasibiros, the Devar HaKol, where there that was permitted by the boards of the wells, according to everybody, even according to Reb Meir, that's more machmer by that, more than Reb Yehuda, and he says it's forbidden the opening of the Pasibiros more than 10 Amas. But regarding the halacha of Paritz Meruba, he agrees that it's permitted over there. That is, there was more open space by these Pasibiros, by the boards of the wells, there was more open than closed. And definitely according to Yehuda that he says is kosher up to 13 and a third of an amma, that definitely is going to be a chumrah that you can't compare the two. And that is that although Tirsa Pesach doesn't help for being more than 10 ammas, that's because that's a big stringency, as we find that even in the area where we were lenient, Pasei B'Royis, Remei holds, we didn't allow an area more than 10 ammas. So there Tirsa Pesach won't help. But how could you say that regarding a chatzar that has more parrots than oimid, which is asr by a chatzar, that therefore Tirsa Pesach won't help? It's not true, because Tirsa Pesach does help by Pasei B'Royis. So therefore we see that's a less of a deficiency than regarding being more than 10 amas. Although Tirsa Pesach doesn't help for more than 10 amas, maybe it does help for the problem, for the issue of parrots Meruba Lo'imid. And again, therefore there's no raya to what he wanted to say, that Tirsa Pesach will not help by parrots Meruba. Maybe it's not true, this that Rav Yosef wanted to say. Maybe there Rav would agree that Tirsa Pesach would help. However, the Gemara does say that Lema Misayela, let's bring support to Rav Yosef, that Tirsa Pesach will not help even by the issue of having less oimid than parts. Although we said that it's not a raya that he wanted to bring, but it seems that we could bring a raya from a different brayse that seems to support him. We learned in the brayse, the fanus halolu, these walls, shiruban pesachim v'chaloinos, that are the majority of it, are openings and windows, mutter, it's mutter to carry in the area. Ubavachi oimid meruba l'parts, as long as there's more wall space than open area. So the Gemara asks, what do you mean, shiruban sulkadaydach? Can that really be me? Can that make sense that it's the majority? In other words, if the majority of it is openings and windows, so then it's obviously more open than closed. Then how can then the Brisa then go ahead and say, ubavachi oimid meruba, that it's, as long as it has more closed than open, if you just said it has the majority open and not closed? On that, you have to say, le'ema, rather, what it means to say is, shariba behen psachim achalins, that there was a lot of openings and windows, that they made a lot of windows and doorways surrounding the whole area. Ubavachi ha'ema, meruba parts, but then the Braisa said, but as long as it has more closed area than open area, that is, between each opening, there has to be more than the opening. So obviously, you see that you need to have oimin meruba ala parts, even though they were tsuris ha-pesachs throughout the whole area, meaning all those openings were doorways or windows which have a tsura of a pesach. And in spite of that, in spite of the fact that it had tsuris ha-pesach, we find that still we needed to have oimim meruba, so we see that tsuris ha-pesach does not help, not only not for the mavoy of more than 10 amas, but as Rabbi Yosef had postulated, that even for the fact of parts meruba lo'imid, tsuris ha-pesach will not help. Now the Gemara says, no, it's not a ray from the Amrav Kahana. Because Kitanyahi, when did we learn that brisa that you still need to have a tzuris, that still need to have oimim meruba even though you have tzuris pesach? It's not real full fledged tzuris pesachs over there that had the windows and the doorways, because it's talking about bepischi shemay. It's talking about decrepit and in the poor state of an entryway, which are not fully full fledged, and therefore they don't have a shem pesach. As the word ashimoy is like from the word zoken ashimoy, which is an elderly person that's lacking in Torah, and therefore, since it wasn't full-fledged doorways, that's why. But if it was a full-fledged doorway, and then it would have a status of a Tirsa Pesach, then it would help, even regarding the issue of parts Merubal Oimid, it just possibly wouldn't help, like Rav, by more than 10 Namas. But regarding parts Merubal Oimid, there possibly would work. Now the Gemara explains, my Pischi Shemai, what is this that you're saying that it's not a right to have Yosef, because it's talking about not a full-fledged doorway, it's talking about one that's lacking in its properties of being called a Tirsa Pesach. What is this? So, there was a machlokes amiram regarding what is this pischi shemai that would make it not even a tzuris pesach, and that's why it needed oimim meruba l'parts. Chadama, one says, deles lehu shikfe. One says that it didn't have side posts. What does it mean, didn't have side posts? How was the building standing? How was that entryway? What does it mean? If there's a hole, there has to be sides. Is that the way it made it was really, it was a wall. But then they removed stones from here and there, and they had a stone coming in, a stone going out. And that's not a tzuris ha-pesach. That's not a full-fledged side. It's not a real side post. It's just in and out. That's not considered a side. That's why it was lacking on that component of a tzuris ha-pesach. V'chad amat les lo tikar, one says it didn't have a roof. That means there was nothing on top. Rather, it was that there was just the walls going up, and it was open on the top, as some Rashis have that picture where there's nothing covering it. And the tzuris ha-pesach that we said is that you have to have a konami kan, one side post on one side, a kan mekan, a side post on the other side, and kan al gabein, a side post on top of that. And that's why there's no raya to Rav Yosef that, although it seems like that here you have that there was a turis ha-pesach, and yet it still had to be omim ruel aparetz, is because it wasn't a turis ha-pesach. It was a pesach ha-shmoy, either because it was lacking the sides, it was lacking the top, and that's why you needed to have omim ruel aparetz. But maybe Rav would agree that although it doesn't help for more than 10 amos, for that problem, because that's a real deficiency, but it would help for the problem of parts ruba alo emet. Now the Gemara continues from a topic that was mentioned earlier. The af Reb Yechanan sovel al hadirav, and also Reb Yechanan holds of this statement of Rav that tzuris ha-pesach will not help for more than 10 amis in the mother. Again, not like the girsa in our Mishnah. Although our Mishnah says that it cannot be more than 10 amis, but if it has a tzuris ha-pesach, then it could be even bigger. Rav, and also as the Gemara is saying, Reb Yechanan also held of this of Rav, that if it's more than 10 amis, it won't help even if it's a tzuris ha-pesach. As the Gemara brings the Amar Ravim by Rav Adam Rav Yitzchuk, Maisa ba'adam echad mi bikas beis chorsen. There was a certain person from the valley, from this open fields of beis chorsen, Shenoetz dalad kundisin ba'arba pinas hasada, that he stuck into the ground four poles on the four corners of his field, umasach zemar alem, and then he spread a vine on top of them. And that is, from each pole to the other, he made like a tzuris ha-pesach. He made a basically four side posts, and then something on the top, a vine going from each one on the top. And the story came in front of the Chacham to see what type of halach is this. Is this closing off the area halachically or not? They permitted it for him regarding the halachas of klaim. And that is, if there would be grapevines planted within the poles, you're allowed to plant right outside that halachic wall. As the Mishnah in Baba Basra says, that if there's a wall between the different, although klaim is allowed to plant grapevines and vegetables in the same area, but if there's a wall, one is allowed to plant right here on this side of the wall, and the other one is allowed to plant the vegetables on this side of the wall, and although they're within the area of nourishing in the same area, that's not a problem of klaim. Here also, halachically, we view it as a wall. You're allowed to plant right here the grapes and right here the other vegetables, because halachically, we view it as a wall because it's through Pesach. The Amar Shlakish and Shlakish said that Kederch Shetiu Leilini Klaim, just like they permitted that person that we considered like a closed off area, like a wall, for regarding the Halachas of Klaim, Kachetiu Leilini Shabbos, so too they permitted for him for the Halachas of Shabbos to carry inside of it. We viewed it as a closed off area. However, Rabbi Yechon argued and he said no. L'Klaim Hitiru Leil, they only permitted for him for the Halachas of Klaim, Leilini Shabbos, Lo Hitiru Leil. For the Halachas of Shabbos, they did not permit it for him. So the Gemara discusses this to prove that Rabbi Yechon obviously holds like Rab. But Mayaskin, what was this case talking about with this person who made the four poles and stuck and put the vine from one top of the pole to the other? Elim minat sad, if he went and took the vine and spread it from one pole to the other on the side of the pole, and that is in the middle, not on the tops of the poles. That can't be. V'amir Rav Chizda said, Tzuris ha-pesach sh'asim minat sad, regarding a form of a doorway that was made from the side, that is not on the top of the poles. Lo yosef l'klum, he didn't do anything. And therefore, regarding Shabbos, how could Rav Shlokesh have said that they permitted for him for Shabbos if it's not considered anything when it's on the side? El Al Gabon obviously is talking about that he spread the vine from the tops of the poles. Ubamai, so then what's the case talking about? Ilim be'eser, if it was talking about that it was a width of 10 amos, Beholim, Rabbi Yochanan, Shabbos, Rabbi Yochanan say in such a case that Shabbos it wouldn't work. What do you mean? If it's only 10 amos and not more, everyone agrees that it's considered Pesach. That's our Mishnah. That's a Pesach. And therefore, why wouldn't it work to close off the area within if it's only 10 amos? Elalav, b'yesem esa. Obviously, you have to say that it was talking about it was on top of the poles, but it was more than 10 amos. And therefore, you see that Rabbi Yochanan says that it's going to be puzzled, even though it's a Tzuris HaPesach for the Halachas of Shabbos, because it's more than 10 amos. And there you have a chloraya that Rabbi Yechanan said it wouldn't work for Shabbos, although it works for Klein, because for Shabbos, it can't be more than 10 amos, even if it has a Tzuris HaPesach. So the Gemara says, Loi, it's not a raya. Maybe Rabbi Yechanan does not hold like Rav. And Lo'olam be'esen, the truth is, it was talking about a case that was only 10 amos, and it wasn't larger. And therefore, again, there's no raya then that he holds like Rav, because it wasn't larger than 10 amos. So then the question is, so then why wouldn't it work for Shabbos if it's only 10 amos? Because we're talking about uminat sad, that this vine that was spread from one pole to the other was not on the top, it was on the side. Rav Chizda kamivlgi and Rish Lakish and Rav Yechidim were arguing in this halacha of Rav Chizda. And that is, Rish Lakish doesn't hold the Rav Chizda, and therefore he said that it's kosher, even halachas of Shabbos, even though it wasn't on the top, it's only on the side. But Rav Yechidim held of the halacha of Rav Chizda. However, he held that Rav Chizda only said it regarding the halachas of Shabbos. And that's why, although it was 10, it wasn't kosher, even though it had a tzuris ha-pesach, because it wasn't on the top, it was only on the side. However, for Klayim, there Rabbi Yochanan held that even though it was from the side, it will be considered Tzuras HaPesach, because only for Shabbos, which is more stringent than Klayim, there Rav Chisda said it's halacha, or at least with the way Rabbi Yochanan holds, and the way the Gemara is saying it now, that it only will work on the top, not on the side. And therefore, again, there's no raya that Rabbi Yochanan held like Rav, that if it's more than 10 amos, that Tzuras HaPesach will not help, because we're not talking about that it was more than 10. It was only 10. If it's 10, why didn't it work for Shabbos? Because it wasn't on the top, the Tzuras HaPesach, it was only on the side, and that's why it doesn't work for Shabbos, but for Kloim it did work. But the Gemara asks, if that's the explanation of this Machlokes of Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish, to say that it's not approved to Rabbi Yochanan is like Rav, then Beramid Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Yochanan, then you have a contradiction of Rabbi Yochanan on himself, and Beramid Rish Lakish Rish Lakish, and then you have a contradiction of Rish Lakish on himself, as the Gemara brings, to Amr Rish Lakish Mershum Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Chanina, that Rish Lakish said, and we continue on to Amid Beis, that Peya, regarding a braided vine that was spread from one pole to another, Muteris L'Niklaim, that will help to create a mechitza, a wall for the halachas of klaim, avaloy l'shabbos, but not for the halachas of Shabbos. Whereas Rabbi Yechon says, k'mechitzas l'shabbos d'loy, just like for Shabbos, it will not help to create a wall. Kach mitzchitzas l'klaim d'loy. So too for the laws of klaim, it won't be considered mechitza. And now you have each one of them saying different than they said before. Each one has stepped down. That although before Rish Lakish said that this two poles with the vine on top will help both for klaim and for Shabbos, here he says it's only going to work for klaim, not for Shabbos. And Rabbi Yochanan also is a contradiction, because although before he said that it'll work for Klayim, not for Shabbos, here he says not only is it not going to work for Shabbos, it's not even going to work for Klayim. So how do we resolve this contradiction? So the Gemara says, first, Bishlem der Shlokesh ad der Shlokesh lekasha. To resolve our Shlokesh, we can resolve right away. Because Hadi Day, this that he said it's Mutter, even on Shabbos, which was his first statement that we mentioned, Amen Aleph, that was his own statement, that he held it's Mutter both for Klayim and for Shabbos. Hadi Rabbi, this last statement that we mentioned, was not his own opinion. It was an opinion of his Rebbe. And that is, as it said, it was in the name of Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Chanina. But he doesn't hold it that. He held, it's not only Mutter Klayim, it's Mutter even for Shabbos. Rabbi Yechanan Kashmir, Rabbi Yechanan is a contradiction. Does he hold that it's not Mutter ever? Or does he hold, like as the first opinion was said in his name, that's Mutter at least for Klayim? Especially since you're saying that it's talking about the same type of case of within 10 Amos. As the Gemara explains, everything is well and fine understood. If it's Hasam al Gabban, and that is if the first case was talking about, that the reason why it's permitted to for the halachas of Klayim is because it's talking about that the vine was on top of the poles. And it's talking about that it's more than 10 amas. Because if it was 10 amas, then you can't say Avaloy l'Shabbos, because then on Shabbos, if it's on the top, it would also work. However, there it's on top, but it's more than 10 amas, so that's why it works for Klayim, but it won't work for Shabbos. And Hachem and Atzad, and then you could say that here the second statement of Rabbi Yochanan is that it's from this side, and that's why it's always pasul. It's pasul not only for Shabbos, but even for Klayim, because it always has to be on the top as Rav Chisda. Then Shapi, it would make sense to resolve this contradiction of Rabbi Yochanan, that the first statement was talking about that when it's on top of the poles, and here it's talking about that on the side, that won't work at all. Eli Amrit, Idi Bi Idi Mitzad, but the way you're saying it now, that you have to say that even the first statement of Rabbi Yochanan was talking about on the side, because that's how you resolve that he's saying, Nalik Rav, that is Rabbi Yochanan is talking about that it's on the side, and that's what's going to be puzzle when it's for the halachas of Shabbos. Because again, it's talking about on the side, and then he holds like Rav Chisda regarding Shabbos, but not regarding Klayim. Then Ma'ikal Emma, then what are you going to say? In other words, you have to say that Rabbi Yochanan holds like Rav. Because, again, you can't say that the first statement was talking about Menat Sad, as we explained, because that would contradict the second statement. And so, obviously, it's because the Tzuras HaPesach doesn't help more than 10 Amos, like Rav. And then the Gemara says, no. Lo'ilam, Idi V'Idi Menat Sad, it's like, as we said before, that both statements of Rabbi Yochanan are talking about that they're from this side. However, so what do we do with the contradiction? Does he allow it by Klayim, or does he not allow it by Klayim? So, Hasam, over there, the first statement where he said it's Mutter, at least by Klayim, that's Be'eser. That's when the space was 10 amas. Hacha b'yismaser here, that not only that it was on the side, the Tzuras HaPesach, but it was even more than 10 amas, therefore it's not even going to work, even by Klayim. So both don't work by Shabbos, because they're by the side. But not only that, what's with the contradiction of Klayim, it depends. Klayim will only work on the side up to 10 amas, but if it's on the side and more than 10 amas, even by Klayim, it's not going to work. And that was the second statement of Rabbi Yochanan. Now the Gemara asks on what we just said. Where do you find this chiddush that you just said? That if it's from the side, and it's more than 10 amas, then it won't work for Klayim. That is, it seems like we'll say that if it's more than 10 amas, it'll work for Klayim. Or if it's on the top, then that's if it's on the top. And or it will work on the side if it's only 10 amas. But if it's on the side, and it's more than 10 amas, then it won't work for klayim. Where do we find such a thing? So the Gemara answers, to Amalei Rabbi Yechon Rish Lakish, as we find Rabbi Yechon himself, who said to Rish Lakish in his discussion with him, he says, Loika Chaya Maisa, wasn't this the episode that happened? Shahalach Rabbi Yeshua Itz Rabbi Yechon Ben Nuri Lumi Torah. Rabbi Yeshua went to Rabbi Yechon Ben Nuri to learn Torah. Afa Pishabaki, even though Rabbi Yeshua is very proficient Behilchus Klaim and the laws of Klaim, but he still came to ask him the following halacha. That is, Umatzi Shayesha Ben Ilanis, he found Rabbi Yechon Ben Nuri sitting between the trees. So he wanted to ask him the Shaila, so he did as follows. Umasach Zmari Me'ilan Ilan, he spread a vine from tree to tree, like the tree was like the pole, and he spread a vine from one to the other. Vamalaya said to him, Rebbe, my teacher, Ikfanim Khan, if there were vines inside over here, from the area that I'm marking off here, Ma'ul Israel Khan, what would be halacha to go ahead and plant right outside of that? So Amalaya said to him, Be'eser Mutr, if it's 10 amas, then it's permitted. Be'yoyisim Be'eser Asa, if it's more than 10 amas, then it's going to be forbidden. So the Gemara inquires, B'mayaskin, what was this case talking about? Ilem al Gabon, if it was talking about that he went and spread the vine on top of the trees, Yoyisim Be'eser Asa, would it be Asa for the halachas of Klaim if it's more than 10 amas? But by the time we learn the Braisa, Hayishim Konan had the Koranan, that if there were these poles of the Koranan, which are basically means that it's pointy like a decker, which is these pointy pegs that are stuck into the ground to stick things in, va'aslan payim al mal, and then you make this like this rope type of thing from on top, afila b'yoyisim e'esr mutar, that we said regarding the halachas of Klaim, even if it's more than 10 amas, it will work. So therefore, it can't be talking about that he put these vines from top to on the top of the trees that only worked for 10 amas, because we see explicitly in Braisa that if it's on top, it will work even more than 10 amas. So elalav menatzad, obviously we have to say that he had done it from the side. Kamalei be'eser mutar, and he said on the side it will work with 10. Yisim be'eser aser, but more than 10 will be aser. Shema mina. From here we learn that the tzuris ha-pesach for klayim on the side will only work up to 10 amas. And that's how we resolve the contradiction of Rabbi Yechonon. Does Rabbi Yechonon say it's permitted for klayim or not? Min hatzad, if they're both min hatzad. It depends. Up to 10 amas, he'll let it from min hatzad. More than 10 amas, he would not let him min hatzad. So there's a few different discrepancies. For halachas of Shabbos, it has to be only on the top, only up to 10 amas. For klayim, if it's on the top, it will help even more than 10 amas. And if it's only 10 amas, it will also help for up to, min hatzad will help up to 10 amas. However, on the side, more than 10 amas, that even for klayim will not work. And that is, again, how we resolve the stira of Rabbi Yechonon, that again, that will say that we don't have to say Rabbi Yechonon holds like Rav, and the way we resolved it before, that the Braisa was talking about min hatzad, that takes away the proof that Rabbi Yechonon holds like Rav, because originally we assumed, how could it be good for klayim and not for Shabbos? Obviously, talking about that the Tzuris HaPesach was more than 10 amas, which works for klayim, not for Shabbos, even though there's the Tzuris HaPesach, which like Rav, now the Gemara said before, and we resolved it now, then no, it could be even talking about that there was 10 amas, but it was min hatzad, which again works for klayim, but does not work for the halachas of Shabbos. Now the Gemara continues on the halachas of Tzuris HaPesach that we're discussing, quoting halacha that we mentioned on Amud Aleph. Gufa we said, Amar Rav Chizda said, Tzuris HaPesach sh'asim min hatzad, regarding the frame of a doorway that was made from this side, as we explained before, that although generally a Tzuris HaPesach has to be a pole and a pole and a pole on top of them, here he didn't make it on top, he made it on the side of the poles, like he nailed it in. Then Loyasav Leklum, he didn't do anything. Again, as Rav Chizda said, it has to be on top of the poles, not on the side of them. Another halacha in the name of Rav Chizda, in the same topic. Vem Rav Chizda, Tzuris HaPesach Sha'amru, regarding this frame of the doorway that we spoke about, that works and has certain halachic properties, Tzricha Shatei Bria has to be strong enough, K'tei Lahamed Badelis, that you could put a door on it, meaning any type of door, but fill a Delis Shakashim, even a door made out of straw, but it has to be, or just having a stick is not enough, it has to be an actual doorway, which means that it can handle even the lightest door, but somewhat of a door. Similarly related to this, the Gemara says, Amr Shlokesh Meshur Mebyanai, Tzuris HaPesach Tzricha Heker Tzir, the frame of a doorway has to have the recognition of a hinge. My Heker Tzir, the Gemara asks, what does it mean, the recognition of a hinge? Amr Avya Avkasa, it means it has to have the hole that the hinge pivots on and goes around, which means the same idea that even if it doesn't actually have to have the door, but it has to be fit to having the door, that it could be the actual doorway, the door frame, which means only if it has the hole where the hinge could go, which is the hinge, which the door can swing on, then it's going to be a Tzuris HaPesach, and then you don't even have to actually have the door, but it has, that's the only way that it's actually called a Tzuris HaPesach, that it could have a door if it needs to have one. The Gemara says, Ashkechinu Rav Acha Bereder Rav Avi L'Tamid Rav Vashi. Amalahu, he said to the students of Ravashi, Amamar Midi B'tzuris HaPesach, did the master, did Ravashi say something about the halachas of Tzuris HaPesach? Amulei, they said to him, Lo Yom Aleikum, he didn't say anything. Which some learn is connected with the next thing that the Gemara says, Tanu, we'll learn the Braisa, that is, there's nothing more to say, it's very simple. Tzuris HaPesach Sha'amu, regarding the frame of the doorway that we spoke about, was Kana Mikan, Bikana Mikan, it's just a stick on this side and a stick on this side. Bikana Algaben and stick on top of them, that's all one is needs, that's necessary to create a Tzuris HaPesach. Now the Gemara asks a question regarding this. Tzrichin Liga, do they have to touch, that is the stick that's on top, that is, does it have to touch the sticks that's perpendicular to that are going upwards? Or ain't Tzrichin Liga, or maybe it doesn't have to touch, even if it's hanging on top of it in the ear, as long as it has that shape, although it's on top of it, that will also be good, does it have to touch or not? So the Gemara brings a machlokes. Rav Nachman Omer ain't Tzrichin Liga, says it doesn't have to touch. Rav Sheshet Omer Tzrichin Liga, Rav Sheshet says it has to touch. And the Gemara brings a story to illustrate their machlokes in practice. It says, also Rav Nachman went, and he actually practiced his halacha by the household of the Reish Galusa, that is, he surrounded and he fixed their rechava to carry there by making many openings that were more than 10, and he made for them this peya, which is that he made the sticks and the stick on top of that to make it Tzuris HaPesach, and the sticks from the bottom did not touch the stick that was on top. So Amalei Rav Sheshet said, L'shamei Rav Gada to his assistant Rav Gada, who he argues, and he says, that's not good enough if it doesn't touch, as we just brought the Machlekes. So he told his attendant, his gabbai, Zil Shlev, go take it down, Shadina, and throw it away. So Ozil Shlev Shadina, he went and took it and broke it down. He went to the Reish Galusa, the one that was in charge of everyone. He was like the commander in charge of all the Jewish people. He went and ripped it down. The house of the Reish Galusa, he had all his servants there. They found him ripping it down. Chavshu, they threw him in prison. So as Rav Sheshet come above, Rav Sheshet went and he stood by the doorway. Amalei, he said, Goda Puksa, told his shamish, he said, go out and come. Nafik was, he went out and he came. And that is because it was his responsibility that he sent his shamish to him. Anyway, so it says, Ashkechu Rav Sheshet the Rabbi Barashmol. Rav Sheshet, again, he was the one that said that if it doesn't touch, it's not going to be a kosher Tzuris HaPesach, and that's why he had his shamish rip it down by the Reish Galusa's house because he felt they were carrying improperly because it wasn't touching. He met up with Rabbi Bar Shmuel. So Amalei, he said to Rabbi Bar Shmuel, Tani Mar Midi B'Tzuris HaPesach, did you learn anything, any halachas regarding the halachas of Tzuris HaPesach? So Amalei, and he says, yes, Tanina, I learned a braisa. Kippa, regarding an archway, that is a gate that the top is made like a kippa, like it's like a semicircle. Remeir Mechayev B'Mezuzah, Remeir says that such a opening, such a doorway is chayev to have a mezuzah. Vacham say that it's exempt from having a mezuzah. And the reason is because the top part, where it curves, where it rounds, that's narrower than the bottom. And therefore, there it's not wide for tefachim. And a doorway cannot be less than 4 tefachim. And since on the top, where it narrows to less than 4 tefachim, we don't consider this a doorway, and therefore there's no chayev of mezuzah. However, Vishavan, both Remeir and Rabbanan agree, Sheim Yesh Bragla Asara, that if on the bottom there is a height of 10 tefachim before it starts to curve, before it starts around, Sheikhayev says such a doorway is responsible to have a mezuzah, because since there's a height of 10 tefachim on the width of 4 tefachim, so that is that even if the round part would be as if it was totally closed, as if it wasn't there, still you would be left with the shear, the measurement of a kosher Pesach, and that's why you have to put up a mezuzah. So obviously you see that they do not have to touch, not like Rav Sheshet, because here we said that it's a kosher of Pesach with just the bottom part. And even though this rounded part separates between the top roof and the mezuzah's, the side post, we still said that you're chayv to have mezuzah, and that is the halachas of mezuzah are very similar to the halach of a tzuris haPesach, because mezuzah has to have a tzuris haPesach. It has to have two side posts, two mezuzahs, and the top. Therefore, here we see that although everyone agrees that it's going to be chayv and mezuzah, in spite of the fact that it's not even touching the top, because in halacha we view it as separated by this kippah part, which is less than 4 tefachim wide, which would not work for the Tzuris HaPesach, and yet we say that in fact it's not touching, it's still going to be okay, and you're going to be chayv from mezuzah, according to everybody, as we're going to see at the end of the Gemara, where Rav Sheshet is going to see that this was not like how he had done and acted by the Reish Galusa. But first the Gemara says that Abaya is coming just to explain the machlokes of Remeir and Rabbanan regarding the halacha of mezuzah. He says, Hakol moedim, everyone agrees, im gevoya asar, if it's 10 tefachim high, however, the ein beragla shloisha, and that there's not even a height of 3 tefachim that already within three tefachim, it has already diminished from a width of four tefachim before it got three tefachim high, there everybody agrees that it's not going to be worth anything, and that even Ramei would hold that there it's going to be potter from mezuzah. Because if it's less than three tefachim in height, and already it started getting less than four tefachim, within three tefachim of the ground, that's considered part of the ground. And therefore, we don't have any doorway here that's going to have the width of four tefachim. So therefore, even Ramei would agree that that's not going to be considered Pesach on any level, and that you're going to be potter from mezuzah. Inami, a similar case where everyone agrees to is Yeshber Gleh Shleisha, where there is within the first three tefachim of the height of the ground a width of four tefachim. Ve'en Gvayasar, but there is no height of ten tefachim. And since there's no ten tefachim at all, everybody agrees that's not going to be considered Pesach, because you have to have two components. You have to have a width of four tefachim and a height of ten tefachim. So therefore, if it doesn't go past ten tefachim, even Ramei also would agree that that's not going to be considered Pesach. And therefore, that's not worth anything. It's not a Pesach on any level. So ki pligi, when do they argue? When there is in the height of the bottom of three tefachim, there is a width of four tefachim. The gevoya asara, and ultimately it goes ten tefachim high together with the rounded part. However, the ein rechava arba. However, in the area of the rounded part, there where it narrows, there is no width of four tefachim. And so therefore, again, you have all the components, however, not in completion, because you have the height, you have the width of four tefachim even past three tefachim height. So there's not nothing of four tefachim of significance, of Pesach worth. And you also have ten tefachim of height. However, although you have four tefachim of width, which of significance, which is above three tefachim, and you also have a height of ten tefachim, and that height of ten tefachim, although you have the component, but there in that height, in the upper part of the 10th tefachim, is not a width of 4th tefachim. And so there is where the machlokes Rabbi and Rabban on, and it's on this nekuda of the yeshba lachut, that there is area to go ahead and carve out, so to speak, that is to break away from the part which is rounded and to widen the area, l'hashlim l'abar, to complete it and fill it up in an open space of 4th tefachim of width. And that is, there is space to go ahead and fill it up, that it could be a full-fledged Tzuras HaPesach. And that is the Machlokes, because Remeir, that is Remeir Savachokin LaHashem, that you carve out, so to speak, to fill it up. And that is, since, again, in the height of three Tvachim, there already was a Hechsher of a proper width, so therefore we see the upper seven Tvachim as if they're carved out from the inside, and they were widened for the measurement, which was already there on the bottom, and therefore we see this complete Tzuras HaPesach, in the sense that we see this four Tvachim, which is there, at least because it was above three tefachim, and we have the ten tefachim, so although they don't really join there on the top, we view it as if the both components are there, and we carve it out as if it's there and there. That's where Kondrat Meir, you're going to be chayv mezuzah. But Rabban Sarvi, in chayv kalashim, you don't carve it out. And that is, although you have four tefachim on the width, and you have ten tefachim in the height, but you don't have them throughout on the whole thing, and that is because on the top part, you're going to have the 10th tefachim, but not with the 4th tefachim width. That's not considered a tzuras ha-pesach, and therefore you're not going to be chayv for mezuzah in that case. So now the Gemara says that Rav Shesh has heard this braisa from Rabbi Bar Shmuel, which was not like what he did, and therefore when he sent his shamash to destroy the Tzuras HaPesach of the Resh Galusa, that was wrongly done. So Amalei said to him, "Imishkachas lohu, if you meet them, like tevelahu lebei Resh Galusa, don't tell the household of the Resh Galusa anything. Meha must need the keeper from this braisa the keeper, because again, then they're going to come and charge me for what I did, because at least now they think maybe I was right halachically to break it down, but now that you have a braisa which says not like me, obviously I was wrong, that the Tzuras HaPesach, when you have the two konas, it does not have to reach the top kona, and Reb Nachman was right to go ahead and make that and build that for the Resh Galus. Now the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah. Again, continuing on the topic of the first Mishnah about how one rectifies and creates a proper Mavli. So the Mishnah begins. Hechsher Mavli, the way you make a proper Mavli, again, is that it's enclosed in three sides, and the fourth side is open. So Beshami Oimrim Lechi Vekar. What you have to do on the open side of the Shusharam is you make a side post, and you make a crossbeam. Besil Oimrim, no, Oy Lechi Oikar, you could choose either one, either a side post or a crossbeam. Rebbeleza says you have to make two lechis, one on either side of where open to the Rosh Hashanah. In the name of Rabbi Shmuel, Amr Talmud Echad Lefnei Rabbi Kiva, one student said in front of Rabbi Kiva that this is what Rabbi Shmuel had said, that Bishami Bishil did not argue on the Mavoi that's less than four Amas. that regarding that type of a width, if it's not more than four amos, shunitu oibalechi ibikara. They even Bishamay agree that there it's permitted either with a lechi or with a kara. Amal nechlikul, what did they argue about? Bisham Bisul, al rochav me arba amos vat eser. When it's wider than four, up until 10 amos, because as we said in the first Mishnah, that wider than 10 amos, it can't be. So on that type of an opening, that is where Shabisham Em Lechi B'Kar, there he required both a Lechi and a Kar. Bisul Em Oy Lechi Kar, and Bisul said, no, either a Lechi or a Kar. On that, remember, B'Kiva said to that Talmud, Al-Zeh Nechliku. No, they argued about both. Both if it's less than four amos, and if it's more than four amos, both Bisham and Bisul argued in those cases, and Bisham required a Lechi and a Kar, even less than four amos. So now the Gemara wants to understand who's the town of our Mishnah. Come on, who's the town of our Mishnah? The Loike Chananya. It's not like Chananya, we're like Tanakama. That is, we had a machlokes earlier in our parak regarding a mavi mefulish. A mavi that's open on both sides to the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. That is, on one side, all you have to make is a lechi or a kair. But on the other side, we had a machlokes. Chananya said that you have to make, in the name of Beisil, he said you have to make an actual door. And the Tanakama says, you don't have to make a door, but you have to make a tzuris ha-pesach. Now, our Mishnah is not like either one of them. Because our Mishnah says, you only have to have on one side a lechi or a kara, or possibly a lechi and a kara, but no one said you have to have a tzuris ha-pesach, or for sure not a door. So our Mishnah is not like Hananya or like the Tanakama. So the Gemara says, Zimra Yehuda, Hachikama, what our Mishnah was talking about, it wasn't talking about the case that Hananya and the Tanakama argued about regarding a mavim foolish. That's open on both sides to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. That is, if, for example, if let's say you're coming in the higher, which Rosh Hashanah Rabbim narrows into a narrow street, which is going to be just a mavi because it doesn't have the dimension of the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim of 16 amos wide, and then it widens up again into a highway. That's not the case we're talking about. Rather, we're talking about Heksher Mavi Sosim Ketzad. Our mission was discussing what's the way to rectify a closed mavi that's only open on one side of the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. And that is what the Mishnah said. Bishami oimim lechi bekaira. Bishami say it's a lechi and a kaira. Bisil oimim oi lechi oi kaira. Or a lechi or a kaira. But it doesn't have to be anything on the other side. And definitely not a tzvus ha-pesach or a delis. Now the Gemara explains these two opinions of a Mishnah of Bishami and Bisil. He said, Bishami oimim lechi bekaira. Bishami said you have to have a lechi and a kaira. So the Gemara wants to infer, lememr de kosari bishamay, abba mechitzes darais. It would seem that Bishamay wants to say that minatara, you have to have four walls, four mechitzes to create a separate domain. And that is a halacha l'mayshah mesina regarding mechitzes, that less than four walls, it's not going to be considered a shus yachid. And that's why Bishamay require a lechi and a kaira, so that it should be considered an efficient mechitza to close it off in where it's abutting and open to the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. And that's why he says you have to have lechi and a kara. That's what he says. Like Lizraik, regarding throwing in from Rosh Hashanah Rabbim into that area, Mishalish Shudimachayim, you would be liable already with just three walls. That would be enough minatari to consider it a Rosh Hashanah Yachid. Letaltel Adikar Arba, but to carry inside of it, then you have to have walls that is Drabbanim made a gezera, that to carry, although minatari is enough with three, to carry, then we made that where it's open on the fourth side to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, then you have to have a lechi and a kara to have a halachic wall. But minatari really to be chayiv would be only three. The Rabbanim made that you have to have four, but again, minatari there's no right that he held it has to be four, possibly three. Similarly, the Gemara discusses, Beisil ha'imim oy lechi akara. Beisil said, either a lechi or a kara. So lema kasabi Beisil, sholish michitz deres, but it sounds like the Beisil holds at least three walls of Minatara, because that's the case we're talking about, a closed off mavik. And then the fourth one, either lechi or kair, but the three walls are Minatara. So the Gemara says, like, Lizraik mishtaim hud mechai, maybe Minatara, even if it has just two walls, you're going to be chai for throwing into it from Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, because with two walls, it's a Rosh Hashanah Yachid. Letal tlada eka sholish. But to carry inside, there you need three walls. And the fourth wall not, because there he says only just a sign for a lechi or a kara. And this that we're talking about, but at three it sounds like you have to have, that's because regarding carrying inside of it. But to be liable for throwing inside of it, maybe even two walls would also be enough for it to be considered Rosh Hashanah Yachid Midaraisa, to be chayiv when you're throwing inside of it.